Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. What's up? We're back with your Braves recap for August the 19th, where the Braves come back in an epic fashion over the Chicago White Sox 11-10. And so this game was very, very up and down, topsy-turvy. The Braves got out to a 2-0 lead on a home run by Michael Harris. 2-0 lead. Bryce Elder gives up 3 runs, but that didn't matter. Jerickson Profar comes back, hits a 2-run home, and make it 4-3. Then the White Sox go on a run. Go on a 7-run run to make it 10-4. Same score it was last night, for the Braves came back, storming back, but fell a little bit short. But tonight was a different night. It was a different night for the Braves. The Braves chipped away despite Bryce Elder giving up 8 earned runs and Seabold giving up 2. That was the 10 runs. So there you go. But the Braves fought back, chipping away. Then finally, who you hear from in the post-game presses, the post-game comments, Drake Baldwin, the single, knock it in 2 runs and make it 11-10. And the Braves avoid losing a series to the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in baseball at the moment. But shout out to my friend who passed away. Shout out to you, brother. I know it's your team, looking down on your team, brother, an ancestral realm. But man, your White Sox put up a good fight. But the Atlanta Braves could not go down on series 2-0 to the White Sox. And the White Sox fell, and the Glacius came in, got saved for the Braves, 11-10. So tough game for the Braves. The Braves improved to 57-69 in this game right here. So it's very important that the Braves get this win, because you cannot. The Braves are kind of out of contention, kind of not, you know. But you never know what can happen. You get on a run. So this is the run I'm talking about all year long. Getting on a run, getting guys going, keeping the lineup moving. It's happened the last 2 nights, man, against the Chicago White Sox. So the home stand there for the Braves, they're 1-1. But they will be back tomorrow night to face the White Sox one more in the rubber match of the series. That's HBCU night. And I'm a HBCU grad 2 times over, so I'm all about the HBCU. Shout out Tennessee State, HBCU, TSU Tigers. Shout out HBCUs, John Mayer Boulevard, you feel me? So JR here with your Braves recap. We'll be back at you tomorrow to recap the Braves game and the White Sox. Shout out to my man Hollywood Alec, who's also a White Sox fan. Southside Chicago, brother. The man himself, Hollywood Alec, is get it going, baby. Braves recap. We'll catch you on the flip side. We out. Check out some clips. Today's post-game pressers.
At this point of the year, I mean, you guys, playoffs are a miracle. Or, you know, whatever, long shot. But how much fun is it just to win a game like this still?
Yeah, I mean, coming back in games like this, even last couple series we've had, we've been behind early, and we just kind of fight and come back, have some big innings, and I mean, this is kind of what it's all about. This is what you look forward to, and playing games every day that matter, and I mean, builds a lot of momentum, it builds a lot of confidence in a lot of people, and it's just fun to be a part of.
Matt had 4 hits, a couple of doubles tonight on the night where he passed Pete Rose for the consecutive games played. What's it been like playing with him? What do you admire about Matt Olson?
He just comes in every single day ready to go. I mean, the amount of games he's played in a row, it seems like he's locked in for every single one of them, which, you know, over a course of 162 games is incredible, and he does it year in and year out, just with the wear and tear of your body and the mental wear and tear as well. Like, he just goes in there, he gets his work in, and he goes out and performs. So, being a pretty special player, and it's cool that he got to pass Pete Rose there and had a great night doing it.
Drake, how much fun has it been to watch everything Michael Harris has been doing here for all the second half?
It honestly just feels like he's going to hit a homer every time he goes up to the plate. Like, you just know something cool is going to happen, and we all knew it was in him. We've seen it before. It seemed like he just made a little adjustment, and, I mean, swinging it with the best of them.
I don't know if you saw the where that last catch there, the big smile on his face. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but just how much does his spirit just kind of rub off on everyone?
I mean, it's just kind of a testament to the person he is. I mean, even when he had a little bit of a rough like start to the year, I mean, he still came in the locker room and he had that smile every single day. So, I mean, he knows it's a grind. He knows there's ups and downs, and he's honestly been like that all year, which has helped everyone around him. And he's going out there making plays like that and hitting like he does, is, you know, sure it even elevates him even more.
Drake, you kind of got off to a slow start this series, some balls bouncing the wrong way, but then all of a sudden, late in the game, you work a walk to drive in a run, and then you obviously bring in the go-ahead run. What is it about the competitor in you that kind of flips that switch in those big moments late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of realizing that they're not just going to give in and let me get a hit or something. You just kind of have to fight through it. Kind of everyone goes through those stretches, but just trying to simplify everything, get a pitch in the middle. I mean, obviously that one dropped, wasn't hit the hardest, but I mean, kind of came through there and definitely bring some confidence back in me from feeling a little lost to having that walk and a hit that dropped in a big situation.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Nice. How nice, you know, just was it, you know, regardless of where you are in the season, to have a win like this?
To, you know, come back. The guys, they've been doing that for this little run we've been on. I mean, a lot. We came from behind. We shot ourselves in the foot a couple times. And, you know, we won the game, you know, and Drake got a big hit. And, there was some challenging moments in that game, I guess.
Even though Drake, it's his first year, how comfortable you are you with him up in that situation?
I felt really good with him up in that situation. I feel good with him up in any kind of run-producing situation because it's a good at-bat. It's a calm at-bat and confident at-bat. So I felt good with him right there.
How about just to see what Michael and Profar are both doing? I mean, we've had a lot of attention on Michael, but Profar is some homers like this.
Well, I know, and it's kind of quietly, you know, Michael's been like the hottest player on the planet for a while, but Profar's quietly, man, you know, what he's been putting together has been really good. And taking in the walks and getting on base at the leadoff spot has been really, really good. He kind of gets overshadowed a little bit when your teammate's doing what he's doing, but it's been really, really good that what he's done.
Smith, I know you can breathe a little bit easier about it now. Can you explain kind of what happened on the
bunt
there?
I can't.
You looked a little surprised on the
I looked a little surprised. I was a little surprised.
Didn't call that one, huh?
Huh?
Didn't call that one, huh?
No, I don't have that sign.
I
don't know. I mean, that's my call. I was a little surprised. And you know what? Then he goes out and makes it like just, you know, like I've been talking about, makes two great plays in the ninth inning. You know, like I say, I'm sure once he got to first base right there, it was like, oh man, he regretted it. But they, like I say, he didn't, and he never does. The kid never takes it on the defense. And that was an unbelievable trade to have. And like I said, and I've said it many times to him, to you guys, how much respect I have for him, that he has that ability to go out there and do that.
So the catch made up for it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. We won the game, and he had a big play to seal the win.
Smith, this was another multi-hit game for Ozzie. You talked about him looking better before
the game. Yeah.
What are you really saying?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just he's getting better decisions. He's getting decisions on balls he should. Now, not fouling him off. I think this is probably what happens when you do that. He's not expanding the zone as much, and it's been he's righted himself too, which is a big reason why we've had this. You know, we've been playing a little better.
A night when Matt passes Pete Rose, he gets four hits and two doubles on the consecutive games played.
He did.
He gets four hits with two doubles.
Wow, pretty good. I mean, he's a machine. He just comes to the ballpark every day, ready to play, prepares. You know, he doesn't have to look at the lineup. He knows he's in there every day when he wakes up in the morning. and he's a pleasure. He's an ultimate pro in this game. And what he does is just phenomenal.
Anything else?
Thank you.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.